This is 5 a.m. Please look in the sky.
Might be a Mr. Scrum.
It's 5 a.m. Mr. Scrum. And
Scrum and Agile.
Scrum and Agile.
Okay. Thumbs up. I can come in now. Okay. Thanks, Ed.
Boom!
Oh, don't yell on this thing. Hi, move over. Oh, hey.
Can anybody see bubbles?
No, they can't see bubbles. Okay. Hey, good morning. It's 5 a.m. Mr. Scrum. Hope everybody's doing well out there. It's Saturday. It's 6:52. We had a visitor this morning who's still here.
Yeah.
And he was holding up.
Yesterday.
It's kind of hard to see. He was holding up the deck of cards. Eddie, you're going to make a lot of noise on the microphone if you touch it, okay? And it sounds terrible. Seriously, don't. Hi. Thanks, Ed. Okay, now it's time to do the real show. You need to
Music.
Move.
Music.
You need to move. Thank you, sir.
Right here?
Yeah, you can stay right there for the whole show if you want. It's only 15 minutes long because it's about the same as a daily Scrum. So we're here to talk about practical and tactical Agile and Scrum ideas to help people go home to their families, work a good work-life, balance it out, and make some money for the company and for themselves, because as they do more work, the more likely they'll get paid more, right?
Yes.
Sure. Do you want to say something? But don't be.
Where are we? Come down the road. It's now where are we?
Okay. Thanks, man. He's going to start saying Old Town Road. Okay. So. We are going to get into it because it is getting late and somebody in the background. And there's a cat here too. Cat's loving it. So the whole family's awake now because we're late. But it's funny that we talk about this stuff and being and what we're working on. And Eddie, did you move stuff around? Yeah, you did.
What's Marcus?
Oh. No, I need this that you moved around. Okay, cool. We're back. It's live. And we got a musical instrument in the background. Hey, I appreciate it, but you know, it's kind of hard to talk and think about things when you're banging things. He's learning about live television.
No.
I am learning about live television.
Yeah, because I know about all that from him.
Okay.
Is it kids? You can go. Is a kid YouTube? Is it a kid's video? It goes on the real YouTube. It is not a kid's video.
Okay.
It is not a kid's
video. So maybe that's part of the business dynamic. Are you building YouTube videos for kids to go on kids YouTube or adult videos to go on adults?
No. It only has to be, it has to be like all little kids stuff.
Okay.
Like little
kids. All right. Thanks. Thanks, Ed. So we're going to talk about two things today. We're going to make this brief and short because it's going downhill really fast, right? But this is life and being agile, right? So one of the things we talked about yesterday and the reason why I had the cards, and we'll get to that in a second because I had a discussion about sizing stuff, and I wish you wouldn't do that. You can leave now. Do you want to leave?
Yeah.
Then don't do that. This is live.
And
for the podcast people, you can't see what Eddie's been doing and what he's up to, but he's, trust me, he's getting mischievous.
Whoever
and
gets the most likes in everywhere gets a book.
It's a book, a hand copied written book signed by Eddie and his sister does the artwork. Right? You get a hand copied book.
I don't.
Okay. Okay. Can we talk about Scrum and Agile for a little bit? Thank you, sir. Then we'll talk about your stuff, and I'll videotape you and put you on YouTube, right? All right. So talk about change and being prepared. So why Agile? Why Scrum? It's the ability to be flexible and design a dynamic in your organization that you can adapt for stuff. Things you think are going to happen but don't manifest themselves, like. Things I think I'm going to happen, I'll be here up early enough so that I don't have a little boy running around in the background going back and forth versus doing this. You think? thought I was quiet enough, but, you know, on that borderline time ring. But anyway, so I woke up this morning. It was 50 degrees Fahrenheit or 10 degrees C outside, right? So it's getting colder. Fall's coming here in Philadelphia. Then you would think, oh, it's, you know, that was 5 a.m. in the morning because I had to take out the trash and do all that kind of stuff. I think it's 5 a.m. in the morning and it's going to warm up, right? No, it doesn't. It gets colder. So by the time it got to 6 o'clock, it was 47 degrees. So it lost 3 degrees temperature. That's just because it's just sun hasn't come out yet and it is still getting colder from the night before. But you expect it to get warmer, but it gets colder. So in business, like everything, you expect sometimes things to produce stuff, but it doesn't. And that's why we do the agile technique for business sales and things like that. You want to invest as little as possible, but get good business value. Get it out for people to use so you can get feedback on whether or not it's good. If you spend millions and millions of dollars in 6 months and all this and a year to build something and you release it and no one likes it, that's a complete loss, right? So the idea is we put stuff out there so we can get feedback on it and whether or not it actually has value. And that's why you want to use the Scrum and Agile. And the way we build the Scrum and Agile in a way that we can make change and adapt for change based on feedback loops we have, right? And that's with the demos and doing some samples and things like that. So that's what I was going to talk about, the change part. And we're already at the 6 minute mark. So it's halfway through. And like I said, I'm going to make this short because this thing's going to go down fast. And I just know it's going to. So later today, I'm going to put a video out for 5 a.m. Master Scrum to tell people like and subscribe us and do a little promo and getting ready for this, the international conference that we're doing. But why did my son have the cards out, right? Kind of hard with the light, so we got to work about that, the cards. Sizing of stories. So it's funny. I had a conversation with somebody the other day, and he says, you know what? I looked at the data, and he says to me, he says, and I had two conversations, but I won't go with one was with another Agile coach, and I talked about the real methodology of sizing stories. And maybe we'll do that again, and why you do it, and how do you do it. Because I put little pieces in some of these videos. And then I'm going to put another video together that kind of explains it all and how to do it, which is a little different than other people in their methodology and how you get there. But the gentleman says to me, I can tell you the average stories per sprint that people complete is 7 points. I'm like, really? Thought about it for a second. I says, and let me guess, you're pointing with hours, aren't you? And he's like, yeah. And I said, well, if you did hours. Well, I got a big board. Let's get a small board. Small board, right? Small board. If. This is what you call playing with the numbers, right? It's a bogus number. He's like, it's seven points. It gives 7 points. Those points have no values. It's a relationship. It's a proportional number to hours. So I got, right, typically 2 week sprints, 10 days, right? Let's say you take off the first day for sprint planning. Day one, and I'm writing on a whiteboard, day one, sprint planning.
And I'm writing on a piece of paper.
Thanks, Ed. Sprint planning, right? Sprint planning, right? And then day 10 is usually demos, the QA department trying to get everything done, fitting everything in the release, right? So last minute fixes, bug fixes, right? So there's always like the last 2 days are bug fixes, so you're not going to get it. So how many days does that give you? Gives you about eight, close to eight, right? 8 days. So if your company is saying a point is like a day's worth of work, and you have all those people, what's the number? It's 7 points. It's like, it has nothing to do with sizing or estimating work or whatever. That 7 points is proportional. What's the proportional one? This one to 40, or let's say 2 days lost, be like, or days lost, like 20, what, eight? Hi, Eddie. 24?
Just so you know, the cat's name and dad's
map. Okay, sounds good. thanks, Eddie. So we got 40 hours minus 16 hours for 2 days lost, right? Is like, I'm going to do that. But it's just proportional to 40 hours. Okay, it's gonna have a ratio right on top of each other, and I can do another one where it's like, if I took, where's my napkin? I did this, so but I'm just telling you, it's still proportional. So he come up with this math. He's like, he thinks he's really good, and I don't know what I'm saying, but it's really related to hours. It has nothing to do with sizing. It's like every person is like 7 points per sprint. Basically, you're saying it because you don't actually complete value, and you're just going, hey, 1 point equals 6.5 hours or day. Like if you take all the things, it's like that, or approximately eight hours, right? Just not going to get there. So let's say you have a team of six people, six developers and six testers. So if you have 40 hours and you divide by six, you're going to get like 6.7 or something like that, right? I think it's something like that. I can check on the math, but I think it's like 6.7. So you get a little more. You're not quite seven, but you get around 6.7. So it's just a proportional number to the hours. This is where people who don't know what they're talking about and they say that they want to do, this is the downfall. This is the downfall of when you say you want to relate points to hours. Then I'm like, why don't you just measure hours at that point in time? How many hours worth of work do you do? And then it's like a useless measure anyhow, because one, it has no value, and there's no comparison, because it's like doing a count. So you can base a sprint based on the number of issues. Well, one team's doing great because they make their issues really small and then like a million little issues. So it looks like they're really productive. Another team makes their issues bigger or smaller and they have more complexity. So there's less of them. So it looks like they're not as productive. But the truth is not there. Maybe their work is more complicated. So from the pointing perspective, be careful what people tell you. And if you're going to go and say it's 7 hours on average, how many points to do? It's most likely be because they're using hours to estimate their points. So next time you're in a discussion with somebody, do the simple math, figure out how many people are on the team. And then you figure it out. But I just want to give you the heads up on that. When people try to say, hey, it's 7 points per sprint or somewhere around there, it says you're measuring everything in hours, aren't you? So there's your number. So now you have ammunition and you know exactly what they're talking about, because I looked at them. I said because I knew it right away, I said, that's because you're using hours in your points estimate. He just looks at me. I was like, yeah, I can do math, right? So anyway, I just think it's funny. So with that, I'm gonna let it go on that one, just to give you some sizing tidbits, just to keep an eye out for that. So when someone comes to you and say, hey, the average point per person is seven, you get about six, what do you get? About six people, three developers, three testers, somewhere around there. So that's what you get. With that, I have a, what does that say on it, Ed? Oh, here, maybe you can read it. 5 a.m. Master Scrum. That's our new tagline. Thumbs up. Ready to go, Ed? All right, we're going to log off soon here. 5 a.m. Master Scrum. Please like and subscribe.
It is $0.99. Actually, $0.00.
There you go. It's free.
And you have to come to our house.
Okay, don't tell. Okay. Sounds good, Ed. Anyway, you have a great Sunday. Have some fun. Yeah, go have some fun too with your family. Don't work so hard on weekends. Maybe plan to do a side gig. We got some entertainment. With that, happy scrumming. Chicken. Thumbs up, ring the bell.
And ring the bell.
Bye, everybody.
And give this video thumbs up real quick.
There you go.